Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Fishing in the United States has been based historically on two principles: fishing alone and fishing without limit. When you examine the record over the last 100 years, those two assumptions have governed fishing behavior regardless of change in technology, scientific research, and attempts to establish policy and regulation in response to bigger boats, longer range, more efficient gear, evidence of species decline, and state and federal government intervention. Even the most obvious evidence, the total absence of some species from formerly bountiful ground, ports glutted with tied-up vessels, and the fishermen and their children abandoning their traditional employment, has not convinced anyone to significantly modify and accept another form of governance. Scale this attitude up, and you have the crisis today in unregulated illegal industrial fishing that is destroying fish stocks worldwide and depriving us of the valuable protein and other inherent health benefits on which we and the rest of our global neighbors depend. Some progress has been made in reducing the hostility and rejection of the points of view of fishermen and scientists. The National Marine Fisheries, a division of NOAA, has attempted for decades to promote models for establishing quotas, restricting catch, and responding to the research and conditions at sea. Fishermen have been paid not to fish, to replace destructive gear, to limit their ground to defined areas, and to fish within time periods that can reduce a season to a few days. More recently, both fishers and regulators have become more reconciled to reality, with fishermen more interested and respectful of research and science, and scientists more respectful of watermen's experience and need. Suddenly, we are beginning to see cracks in the old ways of doing things, with fishermen committing more to cooperatives and associations, forming and accepting new regulatory ideas, and working more as a community or industry that has everything to lose. It may be too little too late. In the 19th century, cod fishermen in Norway chose to modify their fishing behavior by deciding to fish collectively and voluntarily limit their catch. As the cod industry in the U.S. and Canada collapsed, the Norwegians were able to sustain their fishery for another 100 years, maintaining employment, coastal villages, and cultural values, while the outports of Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and northern New England saw their industry destroyed, villages abandoned, and families migrated away from the coast and traditional livelihood. We ignored the alternative a century ago. I wonder if we might have a second chance. In Chile today, for example, many fishers have coalesced around a model that differentiates inshore and offshore fisheries, vessel size, and user rights in zones that extend in phase limits of 5 and 15 nautical miles from the coastline. In addition, fishermen within these categories have organized themselves into cooperatives and unions that have further affiliated into a national association with exponential increase in visibility and political influence. In many cases, the fishermen have declared areas as completely protected, others as restricted areas for spawning and conservation, and still others as accessible with self-defined limits and rotating by species the way a good farmer rotates his crops. The system is not compulsory or mandated by a central authority, but is voluntary, defined by the participants in concert with research scientists and, most importantly, regulated by the fishermen themselves. In essence, the formerly antagonistic roles have been integrated into a regime that advances all the best principles of ecosystem management and sustainability practices. The results are impressive. Stocks are being preserved. Some seasons have been extended. Landings are up. Expense is increased by the cost of enforcement, but decreased by reduction in bureaucracy and conflict. And more fishermen are joining the system. Is it perfect? Probably not. But it sure seems better. In the U.S., we are cautiously talking about marine spatial planning, a kind of zoning to partition demand on marine resources. Some fishermen, sometimes characterized as rebels or radicals, are organizing vessel co-ops, bypassing restricted distribution systems to reach the consumer directly, adding value to basic catch through processing, and otherwise slowly moving away from fishing alone and fishing without limit. But if they want to move more quickly, if they want the industry to survive in time, they and all those engaged in fisheries governance might well look to the south, to our Chilean neighbors, to show us the way. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.